The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tovis Daf Yud Ches. The Mishnah Daf Yud Ches on the Beis says as follows: Ha'edim she'amru, the Edim that said, Taksav Yedeni Huzeh, these signatures that we find over here on the shtar, it is our handwriting. We did actually sign the shtar. It is a correct shtar. It's a good shtar. Avanusim Hayinu, we were forced into signing. Or Katanim Hayinu, we are Katanim under the age of Bar Mitzvah when we signed. We are not Kasher Edim. Psuva Edus Hayinu, we are Apostle Edus. Hare'ilu Nemanim, they are trusted to say this. And therefore the shtar is not Kasher, because in order for a shtar to be Kasher, it has to be validated that the chasima, the signature, is an accurate chasima. It actually was signed by the person who it appears to be signed by. And since the Edim are the ones that are telling us that this is their signature, and they are telling us that there's a problem, there's a psul with their chasima in this case, it was not a kosher edus, so therefore they are trusted. The miyesh edim, if there are other edim, shuk savyadim, that this is their handwriting, oishay savyadim yoytse makmach, we know we were able to verify through other stars that they signed, that this is, or other papers that they signed, that this is their chasima, this is their signature, enam nemanim. Then, since we know, even without coming onto them, we know that this is their chasima, that's a kosher edus, therefore they are not nemanim, they are not trusted to take away their edus. Now Rashi in the Mishnah explains what's psula edus ayinu. What's the case that the Mishnah differentiates between the Reisha and the Seifa, that they say that we are psula edus, and the Reisha they are trusted, but in the Seifa, when we have other evidence that this is their chasima, then they are not trusted to say psula edus ayinu. So Rashi says psula edus either means krovim, that they are related to the malva or to the loiva, to the people involved in the shtar, and therefore their psula edus in this case was not kosher edus. Unmesachkim b'kuvya, they are gamblers. Now Locha is someone who gambles on a regular basis. He is possible edus, and therefore the chasima would be possible. And that the Mishnah differentiates between the Reisha and the Seifa in regard to whether they are trusted. Now many of the Rishonim, and we can start with the Tosfos Rid, which is on the side of our Gemara, it's actually on the page, argue on this Rashi. The Tosfos Rid says that Pirush Hamora, the Rashi says psulim ayinim to the krovim, relatives, and masachim v'kuvia, are gamblers. So there he says in a near leash in the modern way of masachim v'kuvia. It doesn't seem right that they should be trusted to say masachim v'kuvia, to say they are gamblers and therefore possible edus. Because the Gemara says, a person is not trusted to say they were a Rasha. So if they say they were related, so they're not saying that they were Rishonim. They're just saying that in this case, there was not appropriate for them to sign. But they're not saying about themselves that they were Rishonim and that they are people who are in general possible for Edus. But if they say they're Masachim and Kuvio, then they're trying to make themselves into Psulim. They're saying that they're Rishonim about themselves, that they're bad people, they're Masachim and Kuvio, they're gamblers. So much so that Chazal passed them for Edus. Chazal said they cannot say any Edus, not Valpeh, not to say testimony in Bezdin, not to sign a shtar. They're not trusted to say this about themselves. And therefore, since they're not trusted, even when they have a reason that they should be trusted, so therefore, when the Mishnah says, Psulim Hayinu, and says that there's a differentiation between the Reisha and the Seifa, and then the Reisha, they are trusted, it's not referring to people, to Edom who said that we're Psulim because we're Masach and Bekuvia, because we're gamblers. It's referring to Edom who said that we're apostle Edus because Krovim, we were related to someone who was involved in this transaction. Therefore, our Edus is not valid in this case, but they're not making themselves into Rishonim. Now, so what's the Pshat in the Rashi? Rashi does say Masach and Bekuvia. Rashi feels that even if they say Masach and Bekuvia, they're Neman. So some of the Rishonim say, the Shittim Glensis brings down, some of the Rishonim say that Masach and Bekuvia is not such a bad soul, even though Chazal said that someone is a gambler is apostle Edus. It's only Psul de Rabbanon, it's not Psul de Raisa. Other people who are real Rishonim are Psul de Atera, the Psul de Raisa, saying Edus. Masach of the Kuvia is not directly being over in any Yisr when he gambles. He might come to be involved in Yisr, but it's not such a healthy thing for a person to be involved in. He's in the Oisek, the Yeshuva Shal Olam. It's not, the world can't work that way, it's not a good thing for a person to be involved in, and therefore, Chazal passes them for Edus. It's not a good style for a person to be involved in. But since only a Psul de Rabbanon, the Chazal felt necessary to pass, it's not Psul de Raisa because of an Arad Avera. Therefore, by saying that they're Masach and Kuvia, they're not making themselves into Rishonim. They're saying that they were involved in something which they should not have been involved in at the time, and therefore the Edus is not accepted by Chazal. But they're not making themselves possible entirely, and because they're not making themselves possible entirely, therefore, they're Nema, they're trusted to say Masach and Kuvia Yinu. But the Shita points out, after bringing the various Rishonim that discusses Rashi, the Shita points out that if we look at Rashi inside the Gemara, Rashi himself takes this back and says the Maskana of the Gemara, that Psule Edus Ayinu means Krovim, means relatives or something to that effect, and does not mean people who said they themselves did an Avera. The Gemara says, the Gemara brings Rabbi Bachamas Memra, the Rabbi Bachamas differentiated between Edom and Sarah, Anus Mayinu, Machmas Malam, because we're under financial pressure, to Anus Mayinu, Machmas Defoshes. To Edom who said, to Anus Mayinu, we were forced into the Edom, Machmas Defoshes, our lives are on the line, we're threatened with our lives, and that's why we signed. And first, the Gemara wants to learn that Rambam Chama's memory was said on the Sefer, that which says in the Sefer, the Eden that the Ksav Yadam Zayit Shemakamach, we know this is their signature, they're not Neman, is only if they said Anu Semeinu Machlas Mamon. But if they say that Anu Semeinu Machlas Nefashas, they say that we did nothing wrong that we signed, but our Eden is still not correct Eden, so we're just forced into it because our lives are on the line, so then they are trusted. The Gemara says, I know this cannot be a correct memory, because they cannot be trusted. Once they send their Eidus, they cannot take it back and say they were forced into it. The Gemara wants to say maybe that's only someone actually testifies in Bezdin, but a Shtar does not have the same category as a finished Eidus that cannot be taken back. The Gemara brings from Rish Lakish, and that's not true. Once they sign on the Shtar, it's as if they said a final Eidus in Bezdin, and they can no longer take it back. So the Gemara switches the memory of Rambam Chama, and the Gemara says the Rambam Chama is going on the Reisha. And that which it says that the Eidim are them, and they are trusted to take back their Eidus, in a case where they say Ksavizeinu Huzeh, and they are the only ones testifying, and this is the accurate Chasima, that's only if they say Anu Semeinu Machlas Nefashas. So they're not at all guilty in that which they signed. They were forced to it, their wives are on the line. Now they're coming to the Desna, and they'll be Megala, they're revealing to us what the true story was. But if they said Anu Semeinu Machlas Mamon, and we did it because of financial pressure, which is something they're not allowed to do, one is not allowed to say a false Eidus, or to sign a false Nefashas because of financial pressure, so they're not trusted, because Ein on the Meis Matzvah Rasha, a person is not trusted to make himself into a Rasha. Here, Rashi actually changes. Rashi says that the Psula Edis to Ka'ami, that which the Mishnah says, Psula Edis, is a Hainu time, but this is the reason why the trust in the Mishnah said Psula Edis, in the case where they are trusted. The Lav they do some Mashmah Shah Rasham. It's talking about a case where they did not make themselves Rasham with their Edis. Of the Ami, they say, Krevim or Avodim, you know, they were Krevim, or they were Avodim, and now they got freed. This is now they could come and say Edis and Bethan, by the time they were Avodim, or may have their Krevim, they're related to the people involved in the transaction, which is written in the Shtar, to the Lizman, to the Malva, but they're not saying about themselves that they're Rasham. So we see that Rashi himself also agrees to what the Rishonim say, that we cannot be talking about Edom who said about themselves they're Rishon. Rashi in the Mishnah gave the example of Masach Makuvia. He gave two options, either Kraven, relatives, or Masach Makuvia, gamblers, is going in the Mishnah. Before we have this idea of Edom Mes Matzvah Rasha, it seems that the first version of Rambam Chama, that learned that Rambam Chama was going on the safe of the Mishnah, did not have this problem of Edom Mes Matzvah Rasha. Because that version of Rambam Chama had that even the safe of, they can remember when they said, Nusamina Matzvah Nefashis. So that means in the Rasha, which says that they are trusted. I mean, even they say Nusamayin Machlas Mamon, even when they say they signed because of financial pressure, which is something that the Halacha is not allowed to do, still they are trusted. So apparently, in the beginning of the Gemara did not have this problem of Edom Eis Matzah Rasha. A person is not trusted to say that they themselves are Rasha. Only at the end of the Sigurd, as the Gemara is the more Machadish, the Gemara comes up with this concept of Edom Eis Matzah Rasha. So Rashi in the Mishnah is going, it's not clear what the right version will be, the beginning of Rambam Chama, the end of Rambam Chama. Rashi gives us two options. The Maskan of the Gemara, of course, Rashi agreed to Tezrid and other Rishonim that the Edom would not be trusted to say that they themselves are Masachim, it could be they themselves were gamblers. They would only be trusted to say that they were Krevim, they were related, or they were once Avadim, who are not Kosh Leidus, now they got freed, now they could verify about themselves at the time they're Avadim. They would not be able to say that they were Rishonim. Now this whole Mishnah, this whole Sugya, is discussing the concept of validating a shtar. Minat Torah, if someone comes to Bezna with a shtar that says that somebody else owes the money and there's a signature of two Edom on it, the shtar does not need to be validated. The mere fact that we see the signature of two Edom, of two names of two people that we know or we assume are trustworthy people in the shtar, that's enough that Bezna accepts it. And this person can now collect the money. He says that it says in the shtar he lent $1,000 to somebody. He can now collect $1,000 from this person based on the signature in the shtar. This concept of validating the shtar is a drabundig concept of kiyum shtaris. The Chazal were afraid of forged signatures. And therefore, Chazal ben Rabbanon, they said that in order for a shtar to be kosher, has to be mekuyim, has to be validated. The signatures in the shtar have to be validated, either by Edom, the Edom themselves, or other Edom coming and testifying that we know this is their signature, or by Ksav Yodim Yotzei Makamacha, by comparing and matching up with the signature of the same Edom in a different place. Because Kiyum Shtaris is the Rabbanon, therefore there's some kulis, some leniencies in the Edom, in the testimony that is required to validate the shtar, to make Kiyum Shtaris. Since in the Torah the shtar is already kosher, just Chazal ben Rabbanon, they wanted to make sure that the shtar is kosher. They wanted to do an extra step to validate the shtar. They wanted to verify that the signatures are actual signatures, not forged. So therefore, in a certain circumstance, Chazal were more lenient in accepting the Eidus to validate the shtar. One example we can find by Tosfos on our very Amud, on the Maskan of the Gemara that we just discussed, of Eidah Mesa Matzvah Rosh, a person does not trust to make himself a Rosh, Tosfos asks, why don't we say, Palginan Dibura, that we should split up their words. Rav himself, who's part of the Sugar, Rav himself, he says that Pagin Dibur, we can split up a person's statement. If a person says that somebody was over Naveh with him, Plenir Avani, Lutzani, person was over Naveh with him, Mishkav Zohar, Lutzani, with his own free will, or Plenir Bal Ishti, or a certain person was Bezana with my wife. So the Neman, to a certain respect, the Neman to say the Eidus about the other person, but they're not Neman
to say edus about themselves. Since Eina Meis Masber Rasha, they cannot say edus about themselves, that they themselves did an Avera, and the person is also a Karvei. So Ishtar, he's considered a close relative of his wife, he cannot say edus that she was involved in Avera also. But we split his edus. We split it in half. We trust him about the other person. He's saying edus about that person did an Avera. And we don't trust about himself. We split up the edus. So why don't we do the same thing over here? If they say, Nus Meinim Achlas Momen, that we signed, we were forced to sign because of financial pressure, we should trust them that Nus Meinim, that they're forced to sign, but we should not believe that was because of financial pressure, and rather we should say that maybe that which they said they were forced to sign is because their lives are at risk, they're threatened with their lives. And Taisa says various terutzim to answer this kasha. The first terutz that Taisa says is Kim the Kim Shtaris Darbanon, the whole need to validate the Shtaris Darbanon, Lepalginon di Burk, the Lusla Shtar. We're now looking to find ways to make the star possible. We're looking to find ways to make the star kosher. Chazal just wanted the extra step of Kim Shtaris to make sure the star is kosher. But we're not looking for extra ways to make the star possible. On the contrary, we're looking for a way to find, to make an edus to make the star kosher. So if we have a way of taking their edus and using it to validate the star, instead of taking their edus and splitting it in half in order to make the star possible, we're going to rather try to go in the direction of validating the star and not making the star possible. And since splitting their words will allow them and enable them right now to make the star possible by saying that they were forced into signing, they were coerced into signing, we're not going to split their words and allow them to do that. And rather, we're going to say that since the words, the raw words that they said were Anus Meinim Achlas Momen, we signed because of financial pressure, we're going to go with the actual words that they said and say that they're not Nema, they're not trusted to say they did an Avera of signing a star wrongfully and falsely because of financial pressure. And therefore, we're not going to trust them. We're not going to trust them to pass the star and to pass their edus. So since we know that we have their own admission that Ksav Yedeinu that is their signature, we're going to make a Kim Shtar, validate the Shtar, and we're going to ignore the rest of their statement based on the fact they said, Nusam Yedeinu Machlas Mom. Now, another halacha that comes out from the fact that Kim Shtar is their Abonim, that the need to validate the Shtar is only their Abonim, is what the Gemara says later on in our Perek and Chof Aleph from the Beis, that although normally there's a halacha that Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, and Eid, the witness, cannot be a Dayan at the same time. So, for example, by Kiddush HaChodesh, the Dayanim on the Sanhedrin, the same people who are sitting on the bezin and being dayanim to the Mekadesh L'Chodesh, and they say that new moon star, they cannot be the Edom who saw the Levana, they saw the new moon, it has to be different people, because the same person who is a witness can't be a dayan at the same time, cannot be a dayan. Here, by Kim Shtaris Darbanon, the Gemara says Mefurish, that since Kim Shtaris, the need to validate a star is only a Darbanon, they can concept them, and a Torah, the star is kosher, even without Kim Shtaris, so therefore, if the only people who recognize the signatures and who can testify that this is the actual chesima of these Edom, it's not a forged signature, are that the only people who can do that are the Dayanim on the Bezdin who are sitting there here themselves. The same people who are going to be the Dayanim, they could be the Edom, they could bear witness that this is an accurate chasimah, it's an accurate signature, and it's not forced. And then they could turn around and be the Dayanim, and they could paskin that there was a Kiyam Shtar, and they could write down on the Shtar, that the Moitav plus Avina, we sat together, three people had a Bezdin, and we validated the Shtar. That would be another halacha that comes out from the fact that Kiyam Shtar is the Rabban. Now, one of the ways of validating the Shtar is if there's another star signed by the same Edom as the Koyim, it's already been validated. And this, the Gemara says in the Chof Min Alf, that Amar Vasi, or Vasi said, the Eim Mekayim is a star, the only way to Mekayim, to validate a star, is from a different star, is Mishtar Shekarlo, the Ir of Huxka Bezin. If there's a star that was once challenged, and was brought to Bezin, there was a challenge made that maybe the star is not kosher. And Bezin worked on it, and Bezin was Machzik, and Bezin came out that it is a good star, they looked into it, and they came out the star is good, and the signatures are accurate, they're not forged. And this is a Machlekes Rishonim, that between the Ramah and the Rosh, that the Ramah holds, the Ramah is of the opinion that the words of the Gemara B'dafka, only a Shtar that was once challenged and Bezin looked into it and they said it's kosher and they verify that the Chesimas are accurate, that's the Shtar that we could use to now validate other Shtars that have the same signatures on them. But if a Shtar that was never challenged and just for some reason Bezin validated the Shtar, but there was no challenge to it, that someone wanted to have the Shtar validated, so Bezin was Makai in the Shtar, they're Machzik the Shtar, that's not going to help to validate other Shtars. The Rosh, since the Shtar was never challenged, so we all know if Bezin looked into it with a full seriousness to validate the Shtar. The Rosh is of the opinion that once Bezin validated the Shtar, it's good enough to use the Mekayim and to validate other Shtars, even if that first Shtar was never challenged before it was validated, because Bezin would have done something unless they looked into it properly. That which the Gemara says, Karl of Ir, that was once challenged, is only because, normally speaking, a Shtar doesn't get validated unless someone challenges it. If no one's challenging it, there's no reason for Bezin to go about validating it. But once the Shtar is validated, it can be used to validate other Shtars. Now, if we look at the Shulchan Aruch, in Sin Mem Vav, it really comes first from the Torah. The Torah brings down the Machlokes between the Rosh and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch, it's in Sin Mem Vav, Sif Lam Zayin. The Mechaber talks about a case of Shtayim Achasum Al Ashtar, that two people signed on Ashtar, Mesu, and they died, they passed away. The Ink Sam Yadim 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 Y It's actually their signature. It is accurate. They're below the mitzvah when they signed. These people are trusted. The current star, we rip up the star. There are other opinions that we don't rip up the star. We just hold on to the star for the time being. But we don't rip up the star. The Mechaber says we actually rip up the star. And then Mechaber brings these two shittas. That one shita is of the opinion that we can only be Mekayim Ashtar if it's Saviyad Mitzim Makam Acher from a place that Shtar Shekarl of Erev, that's from a different Shtar that was once challenged and then was Hooksik and Besdin. That's where we can validate the signature of the two Edom in the Shtar, and then we won't have to rip up the Shtar, this one over here. The Yeshbish Amr, then he quotes the Shita of the Rosh, Shein Tav Shekarl of Erev, it doesn't have to be that the other Shtar was challenged. As long as Besdin checked it out and they're Machs again, they said it's good, that's good enough that we can use it to validate other Shtar, Ashtaris like our Shtar that we have now that we have no other way to validate. Then the Mechaber also discusses the case of our Mishnah, that the Edom wanted to say that it's Taka, it's actually our Fasima, but we were coerced into it. Anu Samayim Machas Lefashos, Nidim Machas Mammon, and the Mechaber goes to the Maskon of our Gemara, that we say Edom is Matzmer Rasha, and therefore the Mechaber, even in the case where he does trust the Edom to take back their Edus, and to say that although it's Ksav Edena, we were coerced into it, and therefore our Fasima is not Kosher, he says that talking about a case of Anu Samayim Machas Lefashos, or Ketanim, or Psula Edisayinu, Machmas Kurva, because of a relation we were relatives, and Sachatu, now we're not relatives, now we come to Bezdin and explain what really happened. At the time we were relatives in the Loid or the Malva, our Edis was possible. The Machab is very careful to take a case of Psula Edisayinu because of Kurva, because of a relation. He does not say because of an Avera, and doesn't even say because of Masach and Kuvia. So it seems that Halach Lamaisa would be, not like Rashi in the Mishnah, but more like other Rishayim, or like Rashi in the Gemara seems to say, that in order for Edom to say Psula Edisayinu, and be trusted, even when inks have gotten the Yitzhak Macher, when there's no other way to validate the signature besides their own edis about their signature, would have to be if they said they're psulim because of something that does not involve any avera, such as psulim because of a relation, but psulim because of any avera, even because of gambling. In such a case, the halach would be that the edim would not be trusted to take back their edis. So we'd say edim meis matzmei rasha, and they're not trusted to say that they were gamblers at the time, and therefore we would accept the edis that they signed in the shtar and validate the shtar.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.